Welcome to this special edition of Media Week's Heavy Hitters South by Southwest. Brought to you by Rival Media and New Shorts. Hosted by Media Week's Managing Director and Publisher, Trent Thomas. This series tells you everything you need to know about South by Southwest from the industry's foremost experts.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Heavy Hitters South by Southwest. And this episode is brought to you by our sponsors, Rival Media and News Corp Australia. I'm your host, Trent Thomas, and this week we'll be talking to Lottie Laws, the Director of Retail Partnerships for Australia and New Zealand at Pinterest, as well as Hannah Phyllis, the Head of Digital Marketing at Mecca Brands. They'll be talking to us about their panel, Retail Leaders on the Next Evolution of Shopping. This panel will dive into how consumer shopping expectations have changed after relying on online retail almost exclusively, and where there's room for retailers to innovate. Let's jump into the chat. Here we are for the Heavy Hitters South by Special Edition. We're joined by Pinterest's Lottie Laws and Hannah Phyllis from Mecca. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So you guys are working together on a pretty exciting panel, South By. It's on, I think, you know, I'm a bit of a marketing nerd, so I'm really looking forward to it. Can you kind of talk me through what the panel is and kind of how it came about?
Sure, I might jump in there. So we're really excited at Pinterest to be hosting a panel. This is a session that's going to bring together the brightest minds in retail to discuss our industry and talk about the next evolution of shopping. And as such, we've pulled together some of the, you know, the leaders in this field. So we have obviously Hannah Phyllis, who joins us here today. Hannah works at Mecca, which is Australia's leading sort of prestige beauty destination for those who don't know. And Hannah leads all things digital marketing. We've also got Country Road, who leads marketing. For anyone that's not aware, Country Road is a lifestyle brand, lots of different categories that I know that they're expanding from, just not just fashion and baby, but also into home. And then finally, we have Amanda McVeigh, who is quite new to Australia. She's Coles' new chief customer officer. So with the exit of Lisa Ronson last year, we now have Amanda joining Coles. She's joined with a wealth of experience from the US market and joins Coles as the one of the leading Australia grocery brands. And we're just really excited to bring this panel to South by Southwest. The industry of retail is so fast moving. There's obviously been so many changes that have impacted consumer behavior, how people shop, technological changes in the space over the past few years. And this year has been no exception. So things continue to be very fast paced and very changeable in the world of e-commerce, as, you know, Hannah, I'm sure, will attest to and we'll talk more to. But, you know, we've seen the emphasis of shopping online, especially move from being pretty maybe transactional, utilitarian, to now kind of, you know, how do we bring and merge that offline shopping experience with online? How do we make it more experiential? Again, very excited to hear more from Hannah on that, because I know that this is right up Mecca's street and it's one of their strengths. You know, how does shopping make you feel? And, you know, Pinterest as hosts, that's really important for us as well. Pinterest being so focused on helping people to have ideas, go on a journey, make discoveries, but also ultimately shop. So very excited to talk about this important topic.
Yeah, it sounds like awesome. So Hannah, what was kind of the appeal for you when, you know, the opportunity to be on this panel popped up?
Well, we have done at Mecca some incredible work with Pinterest, and so any chance to talk about it is always welcome. But, you know, as Lottie kind of touched on, the topics in terms of what the future of retail is, where, you know, the customer journey is going, how they're shopping, how we as a brand can service them better, was just so appealing to talk about. And as Lottie mentioned, the other panelists are fantastic. So we jumped at the chance to be part of it and kind of share some of the amazing things that Mecca are doing across the space. So, yeah, very easy decision.
And have either of you been involved with South by Southwest before?
I have, well, in a previous role when I was working in London, I worked for luxury fashion retailers over there. So matches and Net-a-Porter at different times. And so we went and I attended the Austin one in that space. So a little bit different, but an incredible experience. And I remember coming away just filled with ideas and insights and just things that I couldn't wait to share with the rest of the teams. So really hoping that that happens here and that we can share some incredible knowledge with people who are attending, but also getting to hear, you know, amazing things from the other speakers. I'm actually really looking forward to it.
And for me personally, not directly, but having, you know, my whole career, having spanned kind of this industry, not a million miles away from you actually, Mecca. So Hannah, starting in London, working for a fashion brand at Mulberry, moving to work on marketing at Apple, and then prior to Pinterest being at Twitter here in Australia, you know, always admired and been interested from afar, you know, kind of taken nuggets of inspiration from the different events and so on. So very excited to be more involved this time around here in Sydney.
Yeah, I would also add to that, just the one thing, if anyone is going, I would recommend, it's an incredible place to meet people. I actually got a message from someone I met at South by Southwest Austin a few, you know, pre-pandemic, just the other day, introducing me to someone in Australia. They were like, I know we haven't spoken in a couple of years, but this person's going to be at South by Southwest there. Great for you to meet. And it's just great. The people that I met, seeing what they're doing now, keeping in touch, highly recommend. So for everyone attending.
Hot tip.
Yeah. I don't want to call it networking because that's a rubbish term, but yes, meeting people.
Yeah, look, I love the meeting people aspect of South by Southwest. So why did you guys think the topic, the future of retail, being so important? Like, obviously, it's close to home for you, Hannah, and Pinterest is a very powerful shopping platform, so it seems to blend together. But what can you tell me more about why this topic in particular is so important?
I'll start out. So I think from, you know, our perspective and why we propose this topic, retail is, I mean, the reason I'm passionate about it is retail is so reflective of how people feel and the current economy and everything really that's happening in our country and our world at the moment. It's so insightful. And I think, you know, in Australia, it employs a huge amount of people, you know, well over a million people, 1.3 million people. It's a over $400 billion sector. So it's just a huge part of our culture. It's a huge part of every culture, I guess. And I think, you know, since I've been at Pinterest, so almost 3 years, I've worked on retail and I've just seen the change that our customers have gone through, customers being partners like Mecca and you know, Coles and Country Road, who will join us on the panel. The way in which those brands have flexed and moved and evolved to you know, mimic the needs of the customer is so interesting. That's going to continue well into the next year as again, things continue to evolve and change in the world around us. So I think there's so many facets and threads of conversation and challenging and discussion that we can take that. It's just a huge topic for us to talk about. And I think especially, you know, thinking about, I'm sure a lot of families in Australia will be challenged in the year ahead. Things will change again. And again, it's thinking about how can retailers kind of come to the table with relevant, useful offerings for consumers who are going through a lot, and how can we evolve offerings as retailers.
How does Mecca kind of see the future of retail, especially innovating inside and outside of that online offline experience?
I mean, for us at Mecca, I don't think not everyone knows that actually we're a 26-year-old business this year. This is our 26th year. So, you know, our roots were in bricks and mortar retail, but what we have seen incredible growth in is obviously online in the recent years, but also the ways that our customers are discovering us. And that is where our partnerships with platforms like Pinterest have just been phenomenal, reaching new people in new ways and also allowing us to test new things. We tested this year a wild first with Pinterest. We called it the trending machine, which, like a vending machine, but beauty trend driven. We ran it on the platform. We saw incredible results. We then actually created it at one of our events so you could shop via the Pinterest Mecca trending machine. And it's these type of things of what is next in retail, and partners like Pinterest allow us to trial things and test and, you know, do things that maybe we hadn't thought of before. The big thing that us as a business across all teams are really focusing on is, yes, we've had amazing success in the last 26 years. A lot of that has been from the incredible in-store experience. And how do we bring that to all of our other touch points? So a big focus is humanizing digital, bringing that personal touch to the online experience, whether that's on our website, our app, or our social channels. It's just something that we and our teams think about all the time, because, and our founder Joe Horgan talks about this a lot, our store teams are far more than their kind of role implies. They are educators, they are problem solvers, they are confidence builders, and amplifying that across our channels and bringing that expert touch is a key focus for us as the retail space evolves. So how can we make it that your experience, whether it's online in a digital space or whether it's in-store, is just as incredible?
Hannah mentioned how powerful Pinterest can be of a platform for that kind of bridge between brick and mortar and online with that experience. Kind of where do you see your role moving forward in that space?
Well, I think some of the reasons, you know, we love our partnership so much with Mecca as an example is because we have these very aligned values. You know, Hannah talks about how they bring those experience, in-store experiences to what they're doing online. And Pinterest is constantly and actually more quickly than ever evolving our product offering to make everything that consumers, people on Pinterest see even more shoppable. So, you know, in the past, we've launched a couple of new ad products and so on every year, but the rate at which we're expediting that product rollout is faster than ever. So the product is being iterated constantly, and all the while it's being done with the number one goal of having a brilliant user experience, but also making everything that you are feeling inspired by and planning for and discovering completely shoppable, so that it's a completely, you know, frictionless shopping experience. And the other thing to mention, which I always think of when I think of Mecca, is, you know, how does our platform make you feel, and how does shopping on our platform make you feel? And a huge focus always for Pinterest has been inclusivity and making the platform a very positive experience. And we've done that through things like hair pattern search to make sure that you can see yourself reflected when you're browsing on the platform. But also the most recent update is body types and inclusion. We've forced our platform and the AI to be more representative of different body types when you're searching and looking on the platform. Again, making it just a really positive experience so that when you are shopping or you're getting ideas or you're, you know, planning your next makeup look, you see yourself reflecting on the platform. And again, we know that this is important to feel good about using Pinterest, but also shopping. It makes it a safe space. And we know that also the positive for brands is that people spend more when they feel good and they're in a positive environment as well.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Like, Hannah, how do those tools kind of assist you guys? I think to me, one of the amazing things is using the AI to match up body types. To me, that's just an amazing piece of technology.
Yeah. I mean, as Lottie touched on, our values really do align, which is what makes this partnership even more powerful. We're completely dedicated to representing as many of our customers as possible in our content and in across our channels, and really showing the diversity across our customer base. We work with Pinterest to use their AI tools and algorithms to make sure that the content you're seeing is relevant to you. But what we have seen and what's incredible is in a number of campaigns that we've run and a number of studies and feedback is that our customer base, the majority, yes, they want to see themselves, but they actually react just as favorably when they see a really diverse representation across our content. A really great number that we saw was that one of our recent campaigns earlier this year, which featured incredible women right up into in their 70s, resonated the strongest with Gen Z because they thought it was fantastic that there was such a diverse representation across our content. And so for us, working with platforms like Pinterest, like how can we make sure that all this incredible content is being surfaced? How can we make sure that when people are shopping, they're seeing this diverse representation? How can we, not necessarily at this point use things like AI to, reconfigure what things look like so that it is, changing the way people look just for that. But actually in terms of surfacing the right content and things that will resonate and make people look and feel their best, that's where we're really excited to be working with the platform on.
That's amazing. And so from this panel, this is for both of you, what are you kind of hoping people's takeaway will be? Like, what are they going to learn or what's going to be kind of the prevailing top lines that people are going to learn from your panel?
I'll chip in first, and I don't want to speak for the other panelists, but certainly I think we have really, really strong thought leaders in the space. I mean, you've heard some of from Hannah and what Mecca is prioritizing. We have Amanda at Kohl's, and when you think about the breadth and the reach of Kohl's, they have an incredible amount of first party data, and therefore they have an incredible amount of insight into how people are reacting to what's happening in the world at the moment, what's important to them. I'm sure Amanda will bring her own perspective on what value means and how they can add value to consumers going forward. And similarly for I think Lena at Country Road will have her own unique insights, especially knowing how much of a thought leader in the space of things like sustainability and so on Country Road are. My hope is that each of us can kind of offer some maybe new food for thought or new ideas about how we can use all the tools available to us that, the ones I've just kind of overviewed to improve customer journeys, provide better value and what that could look like heading into the year ahead.
Yeah, I think similarly, I would hope that people walk away with, if not specific ideas and plans, at least thought starters on how they can use the technology and the changes that are happening, both digitally and in the retail space, to make the experience better for their consumer. Because it might be that a brand is focused on, offering the lowest price. It might be that a brand is focused on offering the best quality product or the best experience. All these tools and innovations can help improve that. And if you keep the customer at the focus and their experience, then long term, that will only be beneficial for brands. And so I would hope that people will walk away with something that sparks their kind of thinking on that. Fingers crossed.
Daytime. Do you guys have that yet?
We do. It's going to be on the 20th of October, which is a Friday, and it will be at 12:30, running until 1:30 p.m. It's in the UTS building on Ultimo Road, I believe.
Oh, sensational.
Well, I'm going to the right place.
Yeah. If not, I'm sure they'll enjoy whatever panel you're sending them to. But no, thank you guys so much for your time. I'm looking forward to seeing this in October.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Trent.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to Heavy Hitters South by Southwest special. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit follow for all future episodes. And leaving a review helps others find the podcast. This episode was brought to you by Rival Media and News Shorts.